This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast now, guys, something's going on.
Oh, no.
It's not your knee again, is it?
No, but it is another health issue.
Oh, is Aunt Flo in town?
Look, she's coming. But it's not that one.
Okay. There's what else can we tell you about?
I stepped on a scale, the scales, for the first time in about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And my weight is, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's approximately four times what I put on, approximately four times what I anticipated that I'd put on.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, it's bad. Okay?
All right.
Still look good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Would you turn for me, James?
No.
Okay, this is the Triple Threat Podcast.
Chris, you seem a little bit upset about something.
I had a bit of an incident on the weekend.
Oh, tell us.
What happened
on Saturday? Okay, so
this is a safe space.
Yeah.
No one else is listening, don't worry.
I'm kind of almost glad that Jess isn't here for this, to
okay.
be honest.
Okay.
Sporty
because
Spice.
Sporty Spice would be putting on his judgy eyes.
Yeah,
he's probably listening and judging me from his workplace. Mm-hmm. But you... I know James would never judge me on this. Prue doesn't care. I know that. But I'm just thinking the boys, knowing the dynamic. So on Saturday, I was visiting someone in hospital, a family member in hospital. And there was a set of scales right next to his bed. And
never weigh yourself after Christmas.
Well, I don't weigh myself, period.
We
don't own scales at home.
Yeah.
Haven't been to the gym in ages. I've not had access to scales in a very long time. I was actually trying to think of the last time I weighed myself, and it was probably maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember, but I'm not someone that's ever really cared about what I weigh or anything like that. You know what I'm like? It's more about give me the cheese, which I ate on Saturday night at a party. Anyway, shortly after this incident, actually, then I went and attacked a cheese platter, which probably doesn't really help. But
anyway.
So you guys know my boyfriend. He's probably about the same height as I am, maybe slightly taller, very slightly taller.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, there's scales. I haven't weighed myself in ages. I'm going to jump on the scales. He's probably going to hate me for sharing this. But so he jumped on the scales.
Chase
and he.
The music.
Yeah, I know the music is quite sad, isn't it? He jumped on the scales and he's pretty skinny and he
I know where this is
weighed 72 kilos.
Right. Well, he's like, short.
Well, he's my height, but yes. I was like, 72? I'm like, oh, I would have thought you were like 60. And I'm like, because he's not big, you know. And he's like, what do you weigh? I'm like, I have no idea. I haven't weighed myself. The last time I weighed myself, I was 61 and that was like I said, maybe about 3 years ago. I've got no idea. I said, I reckon I'm about 64. Do you know what I weigh?
No idea.
73. Oh, 12 no. kilos more than I thought that I weighed. So for the last few years, I've been like, oh, yeah, I weigh 62. I weigh 74 kilos.
I hope you haven't donated blood or something where it matters
what you weigh.
And you're just like, yeah, I'm 60.
Yeah, whatever.
And I weigh more than my boyfriend, which is a bit odd because he's taller than me, but I weigh more.
Only slightly.
Maybe you have bigger bones.
But, well, I did point out that I have big boobs and a butt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've got some lady lumps. But it was just a bit of a shock because it wasn't like 3 kilos more. It was like 12 kilos more.
Bit of a shock.
And this whole time I've been thinking that I'm in my 60s, but I'm in my 70s. And I told my mum and she was like, oh, Chris, you've been eating way too much. Like,
oh,
I didn't want to say.
Mum.
Mum, no.
Never talk to your mum about weight.
I know.
That's my
and
Mom's, also, pot kettle, usually.
Mum's really good. Like, she would never say anything rude or mean or anything like that. And I'm aware of the fact that a lot of my jeans don't fit. And the jeans that I broke, that I ripped through the other day when I fell over, were pretty much the only pair that fit me.
Oh, a disaster.
I know. But, yeah.
This music just gets more tragic as the story goes on.
12 kilos. Have you guys had something like that before?
Maybe not 12 kilos. I think I've put on about 3 kilos over Christmas.
Over Chrissy?
Yeah.
That's normal, isn't it?
This is what I was saying to a friend of mine, and she said, Chris, if you'd put on like 2 or 3 kilos, you probably wouldn't have even really been able to tell that much.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've got clothes really not fitting you, it should have been a sign that it's actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no idea. Like, with when it comes to weight,
clothes fit is always the key, I think, so much more than how you look. It's how things sit.
It's how things
fit. I've got to admit, I did some online shopping the other day. And I did order larges.
When you would have previously ordered mediums.
Yeah, or even smalls, like,
oh, James,
8 years ago.
What's happened?
There was a time.
You were so skinny when I met you, though.
Yes.
You were a little baby.
One time, my girlfriend and I bought jeans that were the same size. They were 28.
Oh. That's okay. So I date a musician, or date, I'm engaged, whatever. And yeah, he's a skinny guy, and I hear you, James.
Yeah.
Some of his jeans do not fit me.
No. Oh,
he does not have hips, mind you. But
no, he doesn't. And he's very thin.
He's
like,
quite thin.
Super thin.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think just pride it up, you know?
Just
not everyone's meant to be thin.
Yeah, it's not the
as long as you're a healthy range, it doesn't
healthy,
matter.
And it clearly didn't affect me because I still went to this party and like dug
ate
into blue vein cheese. But
you know, YOLO.
That's so wrong.
I feel like you think that the next stop is Biggest Loser or something.
You'll be fine, babe.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.